I was asked by the stewardship committee to give a little presentation about teammates and discipleship. And when the stewardship committee called, I had to think about my journey, how I got to be a teammate. About 10 years ago, I was reading an article about Christian leadership, and at the same time, they were offering the Stephen Ministry training. And after I thought and prayed about it a little bit, I went ahead and took the training to be a Stephen minister. And I can remember how outside of my comfort zone I was when I met with my first care receiver. I just didn't feel comfortable because it wasn't something I was used to doing. But strangely, I felt more fulfilled and closer to God. Over the past 30 years here at First Lutheran, I've had a number of different positions on the church. I've served on a number of committees. I've been the ombudsman, been on the transition team, church council twice, treasurer. I was council president. I'm currently on the nominating committee and the building committee. And you know, these are all important positions. But I was fairly comfortable because I had been in business for years. But being a Stephen minister was different. It was just again outside of my comfort zone. So when I was a Stephen minister, I got a call from a friend of mine who was a Christian friend of mine, and he says, "I'd like you to consider joining Teammates. It's the program that Coach Tom Osborne started." And I signed up for Teammates, and I remember walking into Meadow Lane Grade School for the first time, and I'm going, what am I doing? How did I get into this? Because I didn't know what to expect, really. And I had a fifth grade teammate, and his father had passed away when he was 4 years old. And he was a little hesitant when I first met with him. I think he thought maybe I'd just show up for a week or two and it might be over. And in fact, on the third time I met with him, he forgot my name. And I said, "That's okay." I said, "I'm not going anywhere." And fast forward from that, he graduated from high school last year in May. And he is now in college at Wayne State University. So it was a great 8 years that we had together. I'm waiting now on my next match. I haven't been assigned a new teammate, but hopefully I'll have that coming up here pretty soon. It's interesting how similar, though, that the Stephen Ministry program and the Teammates is, because they're similar in some regards, of course, and in others they're quite different, but the one thing that's common between them is that you have unconditional regard for your mentee or for your care receiver. Mentoring is really making an investment in our community and in the future of our local kids. Basically, just spending time with them increases the likelihood that they'll graduate from high school and that they'll also become a contributing member to society. The Teammates program focuses on five key relational aspects. The first and probably the most important is just being supportive and just showing up for your weekly meeting. Basically, we just spend time talking, playing games, doing what the student likes to do. Sometimes help with their homework, shooting baskets, all kinds of different things, but just reminding them of their value. That's a real key. The second aspect that is important is just being an active listener. Teammates teaches us, listen first and speak last. So you can help them set goals and you can on their academics or on their personal life, but don't set the goals for them, just help them, be there with them. A third aspect is having an authentic interest in the youth of today. You know, if you're just doing a role play, they know it right away. Kids know that. So you spend time with them, you value their ideas, you listen to their changing feelings and their moods. And you have to, that's kind of like having another grandkid in a way. So the fourth aspect is fostering self decision making. We don't judge the kids, we don't judge their opinions, but we do try to help them make good choices. And the last aspect that teammates emphasizes is to lend perspective. Use your experiences to help them with their challenges or help put their challenges in perspective so they can see both sides of the situation. Being a teammate mentor isn't a one-way street, because I've received a lot from it as well. I've become a better listener. Don't ask Gloria, but I have become a better listener. You're helping someone realize their potential. You're giving back to the community. You learn more about yourself because you're sharing your strengths, your beliefs, your ideas. And as teammate says, the ripple effect is tremendous, because sometimes you're changing someone's life. For the church, the term stewardship has become synonymous, I think, with financial giving, fundraising, and capital campaigns. These are all important. We have to do those things. But I also believe it's important that we practice a whole life model of stewardship and discipleship. To be a disciple of Christ, we must practice Christian stewardship in response to his gifts. The sharing of our time, talent, and treasure is joyful and grateful recognition of every blessing and gift that we have that is from God. Thank you.